Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toko Wingwa. This is your Wātea News. The General Manager of Te Runanga o Ngāti Whātua says the group who caused an early morning traffic jam at the Tehana checkpoint wasn't a Māori protest. The iwi helps police with the checkpoint about 5 kilometres north of Wellsford on State Highway 1. Anthony Thompson says at about 6 a.m, a group attempting to go from Northland into Auckland to join a lockdown protest was stopped by police at about 800 metres north of the checkpoint. Police towed away 3 cars after group members parked them in the centre of the road and walked away with the keys. Mr Thompson says there were no clear leaders and a lot of confusion.
There was some whānau there from Te Whakaputanga. There was whānau there from shops. That's the sovereign hikoi of Greece. There were some anti-vax protesters there and some anti-establishment. So it was a combination of different protest groups, I think, that had all culminated together to head to Auckland. There were Māori in the group, but it's hard to say that it was a Māori protest group.
There was also increased security at Parliament this morning, where Freedoms and Rights Coalition protesters marched to demand an end to lockdowns and vaccine mandates. It's full on in Te Tau Tokerau this week as local health providers get help from West Auckland's Te Whanau o Waipareira to boost vaccination efforts. Te Hauora o Ngāpuhi Chief Executive Te Ropu Poa says given the low uptake of vaccines so far, they welcome any support. There's collaboration between the Hauora, GPs and the DHB, although privacy laws means they can't get access to names of unvaccinated people from central government data, and instead must make do with heat maps indicating likely localities.
It's hoha not to know that we can go and approach our own whānau, and we're reliant on our own intel, our local knowledge and our relationships with our whānau in our area. But what we have is also the freedom of choice whānau who will say no before they say yes.
Te Ropu Poa says this week's drive is aimed at the 12 to 39 age group. Auckland's independent Māori statutory board wants to see Māori have a stronger say in governance and even ownership of water assets. Chair David Taipari says the board backs the Three Waters plan to bring freshwater, wastewater and stormwater infrastructure under 4 large regional bodies, even if Auckland Council opposes it. While Auckland Mayor Phil Goff says the support city doesn't need to be part of the reform because water care is working well, Mr Taipari says the city's record on wastewater and stormwater doesn't hold up. He says around the country, mana whenua are seeking co-governance and even co-ownership of infrastructure.
We need to be part of the decision making in terms of the structure being put in place, the decisions around who are going to be in the authority and the directors of such, and the way that Māori continue to be involved on an ongoing basis and not just one day a year. So there's a bit of work to do.
David Taipari, and that is your Wātea News.